Fred Ricciani of TSC News. It has been a long time since I've gone live. Well, actually, I went live this afternoon breaking the news about Aleister Black and then, of course, CM Punk, Colt Cabana, another lawsuit. However, it's been a long time since I've gone live with you guys for a formal freaking show. And I am proud, I am happy, I am excited, I mean, I'm elated to welcome back to the show my partner in crime, if I could find him here, Scott Anderson, because we are here to preview and predict WWE SummerSlam. We're going to record this. This is going to be airing on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, but I figured, what the hell, as a bonus for our YouTube viewers, let us go live right here and do a live taping of this Manhattan Neighborhood Network show. We're going to preview and predict SummerSlam from top to bottom. There is Scott, and
out of a cave, out of hibernation, and yeah, this is good. This feels good.
This is good, man. You're a dad once again. Beautiful baby girl, doing your thing. I've been hustling as well, and we finally, since WrestleMania, man, we are finally doing a live show together, which is great. So if you guys are watching live, we encourage you to post questions in the comment section. If you've been here before, if you'd like to support us, click that subscribe button, enable notifications, share this with all your friends, spread the good word. My God, it feels so great to talk to you guys again. You can also hit us up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thesportscourier, if you want to send us a DM there, Instagram at TST News. You know where to find us, at Sports Courier on Twitter, at Fred Ricciani. We're everywhere. We're even on freaking Pinterest, at least I am. So, with all that being said, let us get started here. WWE SummerSlam 2018 preview and predictions by TSC News, Fred and Scott. Scott, where the heck do you want to start, buddy?
Man, I mean, we could start back at WrestleMania and come back now. I think that would take too long. I think we should just get right in. Let's do it.
Yeah, well, okay. Let me get your opinion real quick on the recent WWE programming. Now, I think NXT has been unbelievably awesome, especially with Tommaso Ciampa capturing the NXT World Championship. However, the main roster has bored me to death. And I'm not going to lie, I've been watching a lot of New Japan Pro Wrestling. I know not everybody watches it, but it is available on Access TV. It's available on ngpwworld.com. And I watched some of the quality matches on there. I've been keeping up with ROH and a lot of the independent wrestling. And there's so much great wrestling out there that's not filled with overproduced BS and overscripting and just overthinking. And it's just fun to watch. And then I go back to WWE and it's like Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar again. I go to SmackDown. And for some reason, maybe based on my horrible experience with Nakamura and AJ Styles, I have a feeling they're going to screw up a can't-miss thing, too. And I look
Hold on. Let me interrupt you real quick. You got that from me, sir. Because I know you posted out there the other day on Twitter about that, and I was the one who referenced that. But, you know, everybody was excited for AJ Nakamura. You know, and I don't know, man. I agree with you, brother.
Yeah. It's been real rough, my friend. It's been very rough, and so I guess we have a SummerSlam card here. It's gonna be like a 6-7 hour show, which is absolutely ridiculous. So I guess we should probably start with the bottom and work our way to the top, right?
We should.
Yeah, I guess so, because we could get through the crap pretty quickly. Okay, Finn Balor versus Constable Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin has been essentially the new corporate Kane. Congratulations to Kane for becoming mayor of Knox County. I have Absolutely. No idea what his policies are. I have no idea what he's actually going to do when he's in office, but hey, he's famous, so why not?
I would assume he's going to light people on fire, choke slam them, whip off their doors. You get the idea.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope he doesn't do any of that, just for the record, but
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, no, for sure. So, okay, so we got Corbin versus Balor. It doesn't matter. I just feel so bad for Finn Balor. He has to carry Baron Corbin's tall, not that good booty to a decent match. And look, Baron Corbin, I've heard the ladies think he's a good-looking guy. He's got size. He's got some athleticism. He's definitely better than, like, you know, Big Cass or something like that. Oh. But that's a really low bar. And when you look around WWE from Raw to SmackDown to 205 Live down to NXT, there's so much talent out there. And the only thing really justifying Baron Corbin's spot right now is the fact that he is tall.
That's it. But in his defense, we have the same hair.
So. You guys do, and it looks good. And look, Baron Corbin, I think, is actually really good in the Constable role. The problem is he has to wrestle. If he didn't have to wrestle, I would be fine with it. But the fact that he has to wrestle, and that he's wrestling, as to quote Finn Balor, as like a Friday's bartender, you know, is even worse. I mean, at least give him his tights back or something. I mean, yeah, you know, think about this. Why couldn't they just have had Baron Corbin keep his hair for a while, be the Constable, feud with Finn Balor, and at SummerSlam, you could have done a hair versus hair match where Constable Corbin actually gets his head shaved. I think it would have been the first hair versus hair match in SummerSlam history since Jeff Jarrett and X-Pac from back in the day, if you remember that one.
That's way...
Yes, yes. Well, I'm the king of obscure knowledge.
First hair match since like WrestleMania 23, actually.
Yeah, no, that's true. I think it might have been. It would have been awesome. But instead, we're getting this match. We've seen it a million times. It hasn't been that good.
No.
I mean, Finn Balor's doing God's work here, carrying Baron Corbin. But, this is a show with like 12, 13 matches that I'm sure are not going to get a whole lot of time. So... I don't know.
Could you imagine them putting that on the pre-show? Could you imagine them putting Finn Balor on the pre-show?
Sadly, I can.
I can.
Sadly, I...
Or they'll put it in like a death spot somewhere, like after Daniel and Miz or something like that, yeah. It's a shame. I mean, once they took Gallows and Anderson over to SmackDown and buried them way, way back, Finn's just, he's been lost in the shuffle, unfortunately, and I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either, bro. So I guess we got to figure out, we got to pick a winner, right? So I guess, you know what? I'll go with Finn Balor because Baron Corbin's always going to be a geek to me.
And Baron beat him on Raw a couple weeks ago. So yeah, I'll go Finn. I mean, right? Like you would think as I move my eyes around. Yeah, it's got to be Finn.
You think. Yeah. All right. So we got that going. By the way, we did receive a ton of feedback I put on Facebook. Put your SummerSlam predictions right below. And a lot of people commented on their SummerSlam predictions, so we will read them out as we go along as well. So, yeah, that's a nothing match. We have the Cruiserweight title, Cedric Alexander versus Drew Gulak. This is likely going to be on the pre-show because when's the last time the Cruiserweights have been on a main show, right? They haven't been on Raw in forever, probably not since WrestleMania time. I got Cedric Alexander winning this one. I'm absolutely shocked that Mustafa Ali is not in this match. I think he's a guy, to me, low-key. I know everybody talks about Seth Rollins, but low-key, I think he might be the in-ring MVP of 2018 for WWE. If you look at his matches with Cedric Alexander, his match he just had with Hideo Itami, the match he had with Buddy Murphy was freaking insane. And this guy, like, he does crazy moves, but they're crisp, right? He's not taking, like, really stupid bumps. Like, he's selling very well. He's safe. He's crisp. He's snug. Like, he's just, like, a smooth all-around worker. And then when you follow him on social media, you see this guy's a great role model, too, a great family man. I really don't understand why he hasn't been champion yet. So I just want to give a shout-out to Mustafa Ali first and foremost. But I got to make a prediction here. I think it'll be a decent match. It won't get enough time. But I got Cedric Alexander winning this one. I like Drew Gulak, but I think he had way more momentum a few months back.
He did. Before we came on air, me and you were talking a little bit. And 205 is unfortunately another show. Just nowadays with me, life, it's not easy to watch, not easy to follow for me. I mean, it's an easy show. It's an hour on the network, not even. But just my life, it's been tough. So I've been trying to follow the best I can. I think Gulak has to win. I think it's just time for a change with that title. Cedric, it hasn't been a great run with him. I think that's just the booking. It's just the way the show's going, but I think it's time to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
I think Gulak would definitely get over with the Brooklyn crowd, so I'm going to go with Drew.
All right, that'd be good. And you know what? If you don't want to necessarily have another face versus face match because the Ali-Cedric heat was a little flat, you could do Gulak and then eventually have Gulak drop the title to Mustafa Ali.
You can.
Although, you know what? There's a part of me that would have liked to have seen Hideo Itami in the spot. I know he just got a title shot, but he's been shown some more intensity. Maybe he's just motivated. He gets to do some stuff with Pro Wrestling Noah again on the side. You know, but he's looked better lately after 4 years.
I think, long-term it's going to be Leo Rush that's going to be the face of that division, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Racer 1029 says Randy Orton will win something. Well, we have a United States title match. At the time we are recording this, and by the time it airs on MNN, it'll likely be a triple threat match, but right now it is Jeff Hardy versus Shinsuke Nakamura for the U.S. title. If I was a betting man, I'd bet by the time we're finished recording this, by next week, it's going to be Hardy versus Nakamura versus Randy Orton for the U.S. title. Man, they sure know how to put a damper on Nakamura's first main roster title win, right? I mean, Randy Orton's just completely overshadowed him.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I just don't understand why they're not doing more with this guy, you know? And I know contract situations, that this and that, but I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't.
He's a great heel.
He is. What do you think Nakamura could actually leave WWE?
Absolutely.
Do you think, because he's been there for almost 3 years now, and like his the thing is this: on one hand, like New Japan Pro Wrestling, the matches are insane, and I don't know if he's at that level anymore just because of age and everything else. But at the same time, he's so over, and he'd be so over back in New Japan that, much like he is at WWE right now, he doesn't have to do really much to get a good reaction or even have a good match.
And it's also less of a schedule, so you can have those killer matches once in a while, you know, well, once a week, once every, you know, whatever. It's not every night that you're doing it on WWE, so I think he could.
Yeah, I think so. Now, who do you got winning this one?
It's going to be Nakamura. I don't think they take the title off him yet. I think it would be dumb to go with Randy Orton, Jeff Hardy for the U.S. title. I'm going to go Nakamura.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go Nakamura too, even though they've pretty much botched him on the main roster outside of a few instances. I think Nakamura wins this one. Okay, we have The Miz versus Daniel Bryan, and I really like both guys. They're great, but my goodness gracious, WWE has done, like, we talk about WWE ruining like a good thing on the main roster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Bryan's comeback. For anybody that's defended his comeback, I want you guys to just look in the mirror, slap yourselves, okay? To quote the great Mark Henry, maybe you should take a week off and then quit the business. Okay, let's look at Daniel Bryan's last few months. Lost to the Bludgeon Brothers in pretty much a handicap match. Lost clean to Rusev, and God bless Rusev, he's great, but he didn't have a lot of momentum at the time. Was in a feud with Big Cass. Had a bad match at WrestleMania. You know, not his fault, but you know, the way they laid it out was pretty bad. You know, it's like, hey, Daniel Bryan's back, so let's take him out and have Shane McMahon wrestle for 15 minutes, and have Daniel Bryan wrestle for 2 minutes. He says, and look, it's great. He's in a top spot on SmackDown, but look, it doesn't matter. You could put a guy in the quote unquote main event spot all the time, but if you're not treating him like a real main eventer week in and week out, fans aren't stupid at this point. They know what the deal is. I don't know if you noticed this, but a couple weeks ago when Miz and Daniel Bryan were jawjacking back and forth, and Miz said you should leave WWE when your contract expires, because to the best of our knowledge, he still hasn't signed his contract, and there's rumors he could go back to the Indies. Fans cheered. Yeah. Fans openly cheered Daniel Bryan possibly leaving WWE because he has been so, I don't even say underutilized, he's been misused. Like, I get it. I get the concussion concerns, or maybe, like, you know, you want him to sign his deal or whatever. But, like, why not get as much money out of the Daniel Bryan character as you can? Why not do all these big matches with Nakamura and AJ Styles and, of course, Miz and all these guys, okay? And just keep him as a top guy, and you can just put him over. No, let's just minimize him and put him against Big Cass and this stuff. And they're like, and get this, right? If Big Cass didn't get his dumb ass released, he probably would have beaten Daniel Bryan at some point. Think about that.
No, you're right. I think the answer is, why push a guy to the moon, even if he's money, if he's going to leave and walk out on you anyway?
Because you're WWE and you just got over $2 billion in TV money, and you're going to be perfectly fine, and chances are you could throw stupid money at him afterwards, and even if he doesn't sign, it doesn't mean you can't always bring him back down the road. He could go to New Japan for a year. Nothing's forever, right? I mean, get something out of him. His wife is still under contract. His sister-in-law is still under contract. Like, he's still a part of two of your major shows on E. Like, why not, like, get something out of him? I feel like they've left so much money on the table with him. And look, I know there's like a nice story you could write, or they could claim to be writing, which is, oh, you know, we'll have Daniel Bryan lose here and there. We'll humanize him. We'll minimize him. And then come WrestleMania time, we'll build him back up. But do you really trust them to do that? Hell, he did an interview. I think it was it might have been ESPN or another media outlet, and I apologize for forgetting right now. But Daniel Bryan did an interview where he straight up said, do you really trust WWE to build a match between Miz and I up until WrestleMania? The answer is no. He said that as a WWE contracted performer. So I don't trust WWE either. And here we are, Miz versus Daniel Bryan, already at SummerSlam. And while the build has been really good and both guys are great, in some ways I still feel like it's rushed.
It is. It's rushed. I think the crowd is going to react good to the Miz. I think the Miz is going to win.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think no matter what happens, we're going to have a match in September and possibly October. Possibly. In
so maybe like a loser leaves WWE match or something.
Down the road, yeah, I could see that happening.
You know what? I'm sorry. This sounds selfish. I want Daniel Bryan to leave WWE. I want Daniel Bryan to go have great matches. I want Daniel Bryan to be a top guy. You know, maybe Daniel Bryan backstage isn't vocal enough either about a spot. I don't really know. I'm going to be selfish here. Daniel Bryan, I love you, man. You're one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. Please, do us a favor. If it's not about the money, if it's about the art, go to Mexico. Have some great Lucha Libre matches. Go to New Japan. Have some great Japanese wrestling matches. Go back to ROH. Come home, man. Just get out of there. Please. Please, just get out of
there. The only thing about that, and I agree with you, is I would be concerned about his health at that point because the moves, the risks, the bumps would be insanely higher.
It's dangerous either way, dude. WWE's been reckless too. WWE's reckless too. They're really cautious with some things, and they're really reckless with some things. And there's dives in every match, and there's stupid bumps on the head and neck in every match. And yeah, okay, maybe there's not as many egregious like suplexes or whatever, headbutts like you have in New Japan Pro Wrestling and whatever. But there's still a lot of dives. There's still a bunch of stupid apron bumps. There's still bumps on the table. I mean, you're telling me that bump that Kevin Owens took from the steel cage, getting choke slammed by Braun Strowman at Extreme Rules through the announcer's table with that little margin of error, you're telling me that that wasn't more dangerous than anything we've seen in New Japan or the Indies over the last few years? This is one of the most dangerous bumps of all time. So, yeah. And that happened just like a month ago in WWE.
You're right. I know what you're saying.
Like, look, pro wrestling's dangerous. Why not at least participate in a dangerous field with the best, what would be the best medical staff? But still, I know what you're saying, but, you know.
Put it this way. Would you want him to go to New Japan, and then after two matches, you're going to be like, Daniel, come back to WWE and be safe? You know what I mean? So.
But you know what? He's taking these dumb bumps anyway. I mean, we've seen Daniel Bryan do diving headbutts, stuff like that. Like, would you rather have him do stupid bumps in a Luke Harper match? God bless Luke Harper. Or would you rather have him take, like, you know, some not so great bumps in like an Okada match? I don't know. Or a Kenny Omega match or a Cody Rhodes match. I don't know.
I agree, but
yeah, we'll see. But I think we both got Miz winning this one, right?
I think so.
All right. Let's go to some more of the comments here. Alan Wu, I predict it will SummerSlam. I will last 2 hours into SummerSlam. Yeah. Let's see. Jeremy Bauer says, the only match I'm invested in right now is Miz versus Bryan. Why didn't JDB pair Authors of Pain with Kevin Owens to help him get revenge on Braun and for Kevin Owens to be their mouthpiece for a few months? I don't know. They've really screwed up the Authors of Pain. They got rid of Paul Ellering. They're trading wins with Titus Worldwide. You never know. Maybe they could align with somebody. I feel like they'd be you know what? I could actually see Paul Heyman managing these guys because there's been rumors that Paul Heyman has been helping write the shows again. So you never know. I mean, Paul Heyman managing the Authors of Pain, that'd be a nice start. You know, and that, you know, helping Roman Reigns win, and then you could maybe have a storyline where Akam and Rezar try to recruit Roman Reigns, and oh wow, do we got little Scott Anderson here? Uh oh, I think we lost Scott's sound.
I'm sorry. No. I muted myself for a second. Okay. Yeah, she's here. She
hi,
wants
Brooke.
To say hi. She's, you know, she's camp. She's a glory hog. Now she's taking my earbud, so she's gonna. You can talk to her.
Okay, great. Well,
this is unprofessional on my
end. It's okay. I'll keep it PG. So let's read some of the comments here while Brooke is messing with you.
You can listen real quick.
Well, Brooke is messing. Okay, let's just see. You just made the list. Says Kevin Owens will win the Money in the Bank briefcase and leave SummerSlam. Excuse me, with the Universal Title. Well, I guess let's get to that match: Braun Strowman versus Kevin Owens. I believe the stipulation is Braun Strowman could also lose by DQ and lose his briefcase.
Yeah, that, oh, man. I hope that doesn't. I mean, I guess I kind of hope it does happen, but I hope it doesn't happen.
Look, I like Kevin Owens, but his character direction has been pretty bad the last year and a half, 2 years. Ever since the Chris Jericho feud has been terrible. I really don't want to see him win this one. I'd like to see him continue to get pushed, but I don't want to see him win this one. If they take the briefcase off of Braun Strowman and this guy doesn't end up successfully cashing in, I mean, he's the world's biggest loser. Let's just keep it real. He's the world's biggest loser. I mean, he should have won the title last freaking year, man.
I forget where I heard it, but the rumor or something was that they're going to have him cash in on the main event and become a heel. And I won't do any spoilers on that part yet, but that's, you know, my understanding. He's going to get the run as a heel. He'll win the title and whatever. So we'll see. Problem is, if he cashes in on one guy, he's going to be cheered, and if he cashes in on the other guy, he'll probably still be cheered.
Yeah, well, they're kind of dumb and delusional and still think that they could get Roman over as the tippity-top babyface, so, you know.
Yeah. It's funny, though, because they do it with Brock, and it kind of works for, like, a couple weeks, and then once Brock is gone, it's like, okay, well,
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly, and listen, Roman's a great performer, but, like, it's one of those things where, like, even before WrestleMania, they got Let's Go Roman chant going, and it was great.
Yeah.
And then WrestleMania came, and, well, you know. Anyway. Okay. Steven the Dude asked me, this is not a non-WWE question, who do you think wins the G1? Well, by the time this goes on air, I don't know if the G1 will still be going or not. It might still be going. But I'm going to go with, not knowing the standings or anything like that, I'm going to go with Hiroshi Tanahashi, just off the top of my head. So there we go. Anyway, let's get back to SummerSlam. I think we both got Braun, but we're cautiously optimistic about this one, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess Jinder Mahal could interfere.
Oh, God. I forgot about Jinder.
I would hope not, but at this point, you know.
Ugh.
At this point, I'd rather it be like Jinder and Kevin Owens versus Braun and Nicholas. So.
Yeah, okay, let's see. Let's see what else we have here. Bludgeon Brothers versus New Day for the SmackDown Tag Titles. I think it's time for a New Day to win. I like the Bludgeon Brothers, but I feel like their reign has just been marred with a lot of inactivity, you know?
Yeah, it has. Hopefully we don't get like a New Day split or something. I think there's still money in them. So, yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Rumored to be occurring as Bobby Lashley versus Elias, or I think it might be confirmed by now.
Well, we have the Intercontinental match. That is confirmed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, Bobby Lashley versus Elias. Bobby Lashley, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Intercontinental title match. Dolph Ziggler.
You know what? No. Elias with a guitar shot when the referee doesn't see it.
Oh, God. Poor. I like Elias, but he should not be being Bobby Lashley. I'm going to go with Bobby Lashley because he's my main man. Okay. Dolph Ziggler with Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins for Intercontinental Championship. I have a feeling Dean Ambrose is going to interfere in this match. I actually don't like this match. I kind of hope they change it, and here's why. I would have liked to have seen like a tag match instead, where, you know, Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre, you know, were the tag team champions going into this match, and then, you know, Rollins appears with a mystery partner as Dean Ambrose. But I don't know. You never know. I mean, maybe Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre could interfere again, and then Kurt Angle says, you know what, we're going to turn this into a tag match, and then he brings back Ambrose. I don't know. I mean, Dolph Ziggler can afford a loss here. I think Seth Rollins should be Intercontinental Champion.
He should be.
Yeah, so you know what? Maybe they'll do a deal where Dean Ambrose interferes and helps Seth Rollins win.
And then turns on him?
Maybe eventually. I wouldn't do it right away.
I don't know.
Because you know what? If Roman does win the title, and you have a chance to reform the Shield, you know, that's a chance to have Roman be cheered more often than not. So they might want to do that real Shield reunion tour that they didn't get to do last year due to injuries, and then eventually have Dean Ambrose turn.
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess Seth Rollins. Who you got?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, and for the love of God, let's have Drew McIntyre do something relevant too. Besides just cornering Dolph at this point, because Drew McIntyre's great. Okay, we have the SmackDown Women's Championship, a triple threat match. Carmella, who's got to be the worst women's champion in recent memory, one of the worst WWE champions in recent memory, taking on Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair.
As of this taping, anyway, I still say Asuka's going to get involved in that.
Okay, so multi-person match. I have a feeling Carmella's going to win this one, which stinks. I'm sure she's a nice person. She's really good on the mic. She's a beautiful young woman, but she is just dreadful in the ring. She does not belong here. And if we're going to be propping up the women at the level of the men, you got enough women on the roster who can wrestle. Who can wrestle well, who could have good and great matches. And I'm sorry, Carmella's not one of them. And recently Alexa Bliss hasn't been one of them, to be completely honest. Not as bad, not as bad as Carmella by any stretch of the imagination, but definitely not the best by any means. And we'll get to that match in a sec. But
I think Carmella would be fine with Ellsworth, but without Ellsworth, yeah, it's not.
Not even Ellsworth. I was tired of Ellsworth, and I'm just tired of, like,
I get it, but at least it's a crutch, you know. It's an excuse.
Yeah, but you know, I'm just so tired of this, dude. I really am. And if you're going to have like Carmella be a heel champion, at least like bring in like a bodyguard, like I forgot the woman's name, Alpha Female from TNA, the one who was in the Mae Young Classic,
Sienna, you mean?
No, not Sienna. There was the other. There was the other woman with the big, like, kind of like mohawk deal.
Oh gosh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, if somebody knows the name,
Actually watches Impact. Let us know.
Yeah. No, she was in Impact as Alpha Female. She was in the Mae Young Classic last year, but she didn't get signed because of a neck injury. If anybody knows her name, drop me a line. I'm blanking out here. But if they had something like that, or like Nia Jax as her bodyguard, that's one thing. At least another woman would be getting over. But the fact that Ellsworth was just, you know, a man being the focal point of the division, I'm just tired of it. And I'm just really fed up with the women's division direction here. There's so many talented women. And
honestly, both of them.
And I got nothing against, you know, like blonde women, okay? But it's like Vince McMahon is a type, and it's like for the last year and a half, Alexa Bliss has had a stranglehold on the title. The last 2 years, Carmella's had a hold on this title. Even Charlotte, and Charlotte's better than I think Alexa Bliss and Carmella for sure. But like, it's like a type, and you have such a diverse roster with so many great, talented women with different styles and different backgrounds. You claim to be this global company and all this other stuff, and it's like you're just pushing one type of woman. And I feel like it's like, you know, it's one thing if this is the Attitude Era. It's one thing if this was the Attitude Era or whatever, but it's like you have a great roster of women. Use them. It's just getting ridiculous. Like, it's almost like, to me, it's like the prerequisites are you should be good looking, you should be blonde, and if you can wrestle, that's just a bonus. And to me, that should not be the case in 2018. And that's what really ticks me off here. And, you know, again, it's nothing personal against Carmella or Alexa Bliss. I'm sure they're nice people. I'm sure they work hard. But the reality is that Sasha Banks is way better and way above their level. Bayley is a lot better and way above their level and could be making WWE more money, you know. But it is, you know, Becky Lynch, same thing. You know, you got all these girls in NXT. You know, Kairi Sane is awesome. Yeah. Shayna Baszler is awesome. And yet we're stuck with subpar Alexa Bliss matches where she wins with some DDT and Carmella. Again, Alexa Bliss is better than Carmella, but a low bar. Anyway, I got Carmella winning this one. And I guess we should transition to the Alexa Bliss Rowdy Ronda Rousey match for a Raw Women's title. Man. If Ronda Rousey loses this one, good
She's
lord.
She's not going to lose clean, let's put it that way.
Okay, doesn't matter. Ronda has to win this one, right?
Nah, not with Natalya there. I don't think so.
Man.
Unfortunately, I think that's what's going to happen.
By the way, JB says Jazzy Gabbert was the one we were talking about. Okay, so yeah, if Jazzy Gabbert was like the bodyguard for like a Carmella, it would not be as bad. But Ellsworth, anyway. So, whatever. I'm going to go with Rousey. I guess you're going to go with Alexa Bliss thanks to Natalya interference.
I mean, I want to go with Rousey, but I do think that's going to happen.
Okay. So, let's see. JB says, the fact they had Asuka streak end by Charlotte still upsets me because Charlotte lost twice to Carmella and Asuka lost twice to Carmella. Yes.
I'm okay with it, but not in that spot. Not the second match of the pay-per-view. That was not No.
But what he means is like it's a waste that they broke Asuka's streak and had Charlotte be put over, only for Charlotte to lose to Carmella and then Asuka also lose to Carmella. That's what he means. Which I think makes sense. No. Yeah, I think that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Okay. Becky or Charlotte need to win the match so we could get a match between them for the title at the first ever women's pay-per-view in WWE history, Evolution.
They don't need to win in August to have a match in October. That's true.
Okay, let's get through some of the other matches here. I know we've been kind of harping on some of these. We apologize, folks, but it's a lot to get to. This is a long show. It's a long show, man. Okay, We have the WWE Championship match, AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe, which I'm going to call the people's main event. It's the quote-unquote dream match that WWE says, even though these guys are, I think, wrestling for the 63rd or 64th time in their careers. However, this is the first time in WWE, and Scott, as a longtime Impact Wrestling fan and ROH fan, and I know you are too, it is still freaking surreal, right, to see AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe on WWE television, let alone SummerSlam, for the WWE title. How crazy is that to think about?
It is just as crazy as seeing AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura back in WrestleMania. And unfortunately, I just cannot get super excited for this match. I just can't.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. I think in theory it's awesome. I think if it was on NXT TakeOver, it would be unbelievable. But just the main roster has been so disappointing to me lately that I can't get into it, man.
Yeah, I agree. And I think also, too, here's the problem. WWE finds a way to screw up a good thing.
100%.
And I have a feeling that they may get some time. I don't think they're going to get enough time. And I mean, I don't know. It's AJ Styles. Okay. When's the last time AJ Styles has had a bad pay-per-view match? It's been a long time. You know, he had some awkward matches with Kevin Owens. It was a tough one going up against Jinder Mahal. But if you really think about it, he's really held his end. Now, actually, when's the last time he's had a bad pay-per-view match? Actually, those matches with Shinsuke Nakamura weren't that good. Except for the last man standing match. But I don't know. You know, I could I don't know.
I think AJ's gonna break the record. So
yeah, I really wish they would have put over Nakamura. AJ Styles could have won it back, but since they didn't do that, I don't see why they're gonna pull the trigger with Samoa Joe. Even though Samoa Joe is phenomenal and he's not getting any younger, the reality is he's not Vince McMahon's type. And it's funny because AJ Styles wasn't Vince McMahon's type, but you know, AJ's one of their guys now, which is crazy to think about, but he's on the WWE 2K cover. He's been going strong. He's consistent. And he looks, in Vince McMahon's eyes, he looks more like a champion than a guy like Samoa Joe, unfortunately. And I, even though I'd love to see Joe win, I have a feeling here's what's going to happen. Joe's going to go for the Kikina clutch, the rear naked, his variation of the rear naked choke. AJ's going to put his shoulders down for the pin, but Joe's going to choke him out at the end. So while AJ retains the title, Joe's going to have choked him out, and that leads to another match, which to me is kind of lame because I won't complain about a prolonged feud between the two, but to me it's like, I feel like WWE does these feuds wrong, right? At least like title programs. Like, shouldn't the heel win so the babyface chases him to prolong the feud?
You would think, but not in WWE.
Yeah, but WWE...
The babyface wins, the heel gets screwed and has to get his redemption somehow.
Exactly.
It's weird, yeah.
Yeah, so while I think it'll be a good match, I think there will be some tomfoolery because it is WWE. They got to WWEize it, and I think that AJ is going to win after reversing the Kikina clutch, but he's not going to walk out as champion. He's going to be limped out as champion. What do you think?
Okay, I could see that happening.
Okay. There we go. Glad we're on the same page there. And before we get to the main event, is there anything else I'm possibly missing here?
Yeah, I think we're going to have some variation of Lana and Rusev versus Andrade and Zelina.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I think it's going to set up a Rusev-Aiden mini feud, unfortunately. But
yeah, which
I could
sucks.
See that happening. I mean, the SmackDown part of SummerSlam looks pretty good. The Raw part is kind of what it is. Good matches, but we've seen them all.
So. Right, right.
Unfortunately, and as of right now, as of this taping, there is no Raw Tag Team title match as well, which is kind of unique.
I'm fine with that.
I'm okay with it, but, you know, I mean, they could do some things. You're going to laugh at me, but even as a pre-show match, I think they could go with Bobby Roode and Mojo, even though I know a couple weeks ago on Raw they had that. I think that you're kind of doing that feud and you put it on a pre-show to a pay-per-view. Why not? It's just, to me.
Yeah, I guess. No, I guess.
Mean, look, I know it's a kind of a whatever match, but you know, if you're gonna have matches on the pre-show, why not?
Right, right. Okay, let's go to the main event here. Actually, real quick, I just want to say to you, somebody asked me a question. Where do you think Ronda Rousey ranks right now, as far as women's wrestlers? Honestly, I'd say she's better than Carmella, and I think she's actually better than Alexa Bliss. And some people may get mad at that. Y'all can deal with it. Ronda Rousey is one of the better women's workers, period, on the roster right now, as far as just knowing her strengths, knowing her weaknesses. Now, granted, they put her in a much better position than they put other people. Like Lana, they just throw out there, right? Whereas Ronda Rousey, they protect. So you got to keep that in mind, too. But she has a great grasp of her character. And, you know, for somebody that's been doing this for few months, I mean, she's incredible. So kudos to her. Kudos to her for all the concerns that we had. I mean, she's absolutely knocked it out of the park. So
she wants to do it. She can be one of the best. That's for sure.
Absolutely. And she might already be on her way there. All right.
Yep.
Now we have the main event, and some people are calling this the lame event. Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. They've been building dissension with Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar after Brock Lesnar kind of choked out Paul Heyman, or like kind of grabbed his face and crushed it. Yep. And
you think it's a swerve?
There's a part of me that thinks they're so dumb, and not that dumb to have Roman Reigns lose again, because in their eyes he is the top guy. Whether or not the crowd reaction truly dictates that, merchandise sales, whatever. Okay?
Okay.
There's that part of me that's like, logically, like, Roman has to win, right? No matter what happens with the cash in afterwards.
You would think.
Roman has to win, right? But
then has to be.
I think about Vince McMahon and how many times he's caved into Brock Lesnar's demands and continued to pay him millions of dollars to wrestle a few matches a year. Which, by the way, I'm not hating on Brock Lesnar. That's a straight-up gangster move.
If you can do it.
If you could do it, why not? Get that money. Vince McMahon is a ruthless businessman, a ruthless head of a ruthless corporation, okay? They can do all the charity they want, all this other crap. At the end of the day, he is all bitterness. He does not give a damn, okay? He cares about himself and he cares about his money, all right? So if somebody, if a wrestler can gangster Vince McMahon after out of several millions of dollars, I'm all for it. So based on that history, and based on the fact that I could see WWE, I could see WWE thinking in the back of their mind, especially Vince McMahon, the UFC champion versus the Universal champion. That's money. I love it.
I can also see him thinking Brock going into UFC with, you know, as the Universal Champion as well, being billed as that, I think.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Not just in the media, but being billed as the Universal Champion, even if he loses.
Yeah.
And that's why there's that part of me that thinks Brock Lesnar might actually win this match. Now, here's the thing. He could win this match and still get cashed in on by Braun Strowman.
Which would be fine,
but my goodness, Roman Reigns, this poor guy. They should have just put him over 3.5 years ago at WrestleMania 31, if you really think about it. We would have never had this chaos with the Universal title. We'd have never even had that stupid fruit roll-up championship to begin with.
That's true.
All these problems could have been solved if they just gave Roman Reigns the title and tried to run with him and see if he sank or swim from the beginning. Instead of 3 to 4 years of crowd manipulation and editing the sound and turning off the mics and being clueless and trying to get him sympathy and burying Brock Lesnar, they're paying $6 million a year to just to get Roman Reigns cheered, and burying Daniel Bryan. Like, oh, I want Roman to just win and just have good matches. At this point, I don't care. I just want to see the Universal title be defended every month, and I want to see Roman Reigns just have good matches because it's better than what we're getting right now.
It is. Yeah, it is.
But you know what? Okay? I do not want this to happen, but screw it. Brock Lesnar's winning this one.
Because Paul Heyman's screwing Brock Lesnar on this one.
Okay. We disagree. Now, is Braun going to cash in either way?
Yes.
Okay. You know what? He has to. Okay.
No. You know what? No. Braun will cash in. I don't think they're gonna.
You know what? Here's what can happen too. And I remember I got this alert from Barclays Center. Brock is actually scheduled for the SummerSlam after. The Raw after SummerSlam.
Things can change.
Which means Brock can win again. Roman Reigns can plunge further into Lex Luger hell, circa 1994, and you can have Braun cash in on Brock on Raw.
You can also have Brock regain his title against Braun on Raw.
Wow. You think they'd actually do that?
Yeah. Here's what I think is going to happen. I think sometime in the afternoon, they're going to have a meeting and they're going to go over what's going to happen. And whether it's, you know, let's assume Roman wins. Let's just assume, because that logically makes sense, even though we think it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be we're going to have Braun cash in if the crowd wants it. Meaning we all think the crowd is going to crap all over Roman, but maybe they don't. Look.
It's Brooklyn, dude. It's Brooklyn, dude.
Strange things happen.
We're both from this area, man. What are you talking about? Stop it, man.
I understand that.
You know that Michael Jordan gif where it's like, stop it. Okay, I'm going to be at Michael Jordan. Stop it, John. Stop it.
I know this isn't WrestleMania 20, but, you know, Manhattan booed the hell out of him back then. If they know he's leaving and they know he's a prick, maybe they boo him. Maybe they boo him out of the building. You never know. Look, I don't think it's going to happen, but you never know. So if Roman gets cheered, maybe they don't cash in. If he gets booed, they do. Strange things happen. You know that. I know that. It's Brooklyn. Mm. We all know. You know, I could see The Miz getting cheered and Bryan getting booed.
Okay, so make a prediction. Make a prediction on the main event and the cash in.
I think Braun walks out champion. I definitely think that happens. That sends the crowd home happy either way. I think the night after, Brock could win the title back. I think a Roman versus Braun feud, unfortunately, is what we're going to get coming down the road, and it is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I there's not much. Unfortunately, there's not much I can say about that as well. You know, both title matches, you know, in theory are great, but yet in reality, meh.
Yeah. All right, so let's go to some of the comments here. And before we get on out of here, Robert Pyers says Lesnar is a legend. Jeremy Bauer says, I can't believe Mojo Rawley's getting a push over Chad Gable. Chad, look, both are really talented. Chad Gable's way more talented than Mojo Rawley, but it is kind of disappointing that Chad Gable isn't even at the tip of her tongue. Like, he's just so out of sight, out of mind. And that's a guy that when I watched him in NXT, I thought, man, this guy could be the next Kurt Angle. And he's got the talent and the wrestling pedigree, the Olympic wrestling pedigree to be the next Kurt Angle, but he's just underutilized, undersized in WWE's eyes, and it's a shame. And WrestlingObserver.com, by the way, reported that Jason Jordan's out longer than expected because his neck was in worse shape than previously thought. So while you're rocking those Boss sunglasses, we want to send our best wishes to Jason Jordan and hope he gets well, because that's, you know, a bad neck's nothing to laugh
with
about.
With any luck, when he does come back, him and Gable can team back up again and be American Alpha, and we'll just call it, you know.
Yeah, or you know what? Just have Chad Gable go and, you know, go to the Indies or something, man. I feel like he'd do pretty well. Because, yeah, poor guy. Okay, Mr. Racer 1089 says, Randy Orton will beat AJ for the title. JB says, in a perfect world, it would be Styles versus Bryan for the debut title at SummerSlam. Miz would have the Money in the Bank cash in and steal the win from Bryan. Yeah, that would be great. They should have done that. Okay, let's see. Do you think we could get a TNA invasion? No. I mean, we already practically have it. Kevin Owens wins Money in the Bank briefcases, wins the championship, becomes a Paul Heyman guy. Wow, zip away. That actually could happen. I don't want that to happen. I don't know
if there's going to be any more Paul Heyman guys.
You never know.
Never know.
But, yeah, no, that's true. That's true. All right, well, folks, I think we're going to get on out of here. I don't know if we have any more questions left. I think that's pretty much it. Okay, so, yeah. Brooke
had her last cameo for the night, and as you can see, she wasn't happy about that. So.
Nice. So, folks, if you enjoyed this impromptu live taping of MNN, TSC News TV, please click the like button. Please share this with all your friends. Please don't forget to subscribe. If you want to watch TSC News TV, it's easy. Just tune into Manhattan Neighborhood Network if you're in the New York area. Every Thursday morning, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check your local listings. You can also watch online worldwide. And all episodes are available on demand on thesportscourier.com and youtube.com/thesportscourier. Scott, any final words before we bid adieu?
No, my final word will be I think I'm going to be working a little bit on SummerSlam late, so maybe I'll miss some of it, thank God. I hate to say that because a couple years ago, you know, when we did these, I never thought I'd say that, but it's gotten to be so bland right now. I hope WWE steps up. I know NXT TakeOver is going to be great. SummerSlam should be decent. It's their, you know, second biggest show of the year. Let's hope, let's all pray that, you know, we move on from what we've had over the summer. And yeah, that's bigger and better things.
Absolutely. And just a quick programming note, we have merged YouTube channels. So TSC gaming content is now going to be under the TSC News banner again. So like a few years ago, we had game reviews and sports updates. It's going to be the same thing. We're going to try to keep it mainly sports games for the most part, like WB2K and Madden and stuff like that. But occasionally we'll have some reviews of some like the big titles like Call of Duty and Assassin's Creed and all that jazz. We've just seen the demand, and we figure it's easier for you guys to just find everything in one place under one banner. We just uploaded our Madden review. So Madden officially is released on Friday. If you want to catch a review of that, see what my thoughts are, by all means, feel free to check that out. I got a bunch of more reviews coming out of all the major sports games, FIFA, Pro Evolution Soccer, NHL, NBA Live, you name it, we got it. If you guys have any review requests, any content requests, if you'd like to see us review any retro pay-per-views, any specific games, retro games, new games, whatever, okay? Anything you'd like to see Scott and I cover, by all means, hit us up. We'll take suggestions. Until then, you know where to find us, Twitter at Sports Courier. Of course, right here on YouTube, at TSC News on Instagram, Facebook.com/TheSportsCourier. That's all we got. Until next time, everybody, thank you so much for watching. As always, enjoy the matches.